CPR News in KRCC, I'm Nathan Heffel. The front range could see more record-breaking high temperatures today after Denver, Colorado Springs, and Pueblo broke records yesterday. But Scott Antrikin with the National Weather Service says he's expecting a little bit of a cool down.
It looks like temperatures will be falling back into the 80s, hopefully by later this weekend and into early next week, where we might even start to see a chance of some showers.
Antrikin says Colorado often sees hot and dry spells in September. The heat has closed some schools in Denver that don't have air conditioning. A Republican hoping to challenge Democratic Senator Michael Bennet next year formally launches his campaign on September 11th. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
Eric Odland is a political newcomer and works in the oil and gas industry. He served in the Army and did combat tours in Iraq and Afghanistan. Odland is among a handful of Republicans vying in the primary race to be the eventual GOP candidate. He says the country's future is imperiled by a corrupt establishment and personal freedom is under assault. Odland describes himself as fiscally conservative. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Several other Republicans have also declared their interest in running against Senator Bennet, including former congressional candidate Peter Yu and former party official Eli Bremmer. A section of Interstate 25 just north of Colorado Springs will close in both directions tonight and southbound tomorrow night for construction. CDOT is rebuilding an overpass as part of a larger I-25 expansion project. This is CPR News and KRCC. It's 3:06.